This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's almost time for us to wrap up for the day. Of course, we've got one more story before we go. We are talking today, though, about whether or not you would interview for a job via text. That's what we've been asking for feedback about. We've also had some feedback about some of our other stories. Q, for example, the genderless AI voice. We've had some feedback regarding that. We'll get to WhatsApps and Instagram and text messages and tweets in just a couple of minutes. But a quick reminder, 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Chris.
Hi. So on WhatsApp here, we've got about the job text interview situation. We've got Sheridan. Now, it's quite a long message, so I'm going to just kind of shrink it down a bit. Sheridan says, my personal views are that text interviews are great for first-level screening and for administrative purposes. Then a video interview to narrow it down so we don't waste each other's time. And we can have a video interview if face-to-face proves to be an issue because there are issues that would prevent a face-to-face interview, like distance, timing, if an interviewer is attending a meeting in another country, if you're still attached to your current company and you can't take annual leave or MC to attend an interview. And then also for Sheridan's case, they're on field, so it's easy for them to attend an interview. However, if we couldn't match our time, best to video call to be efficient instead of dragging everything out further. Mm. Mm. Good points all around.
Right. And we've got a tweet here from my side, which sort of, you know, confirms whatever who was saying earlier on. I said I would have felt uneasy and pretty unsure of the authenticity of the interview. A final interview in person would be required.
Right.
And then one final WhatsApp from Vivian, but about our story about Q, the genderless AI voice. Really enjoyed the story on digital assistants with gender-neutral voices. I agree with Rich. It's quite silly to instigate gender equality debates using such an insignificant aspect. That being said, if sexually ambiguous digital assistant voices are now a thing, please give me my Nina Simone Google Maps feature. Thanks. So, Google, if you're listening, Vivegan has a very specific request.
Very specific. I'd love that. I'd love that. Nina Simone on Wade's fantastic. Okay, final story of the day. More of a PSA, I think, than anything else. The MCMC, the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, if you are unfamiliar with them, have urged the public to change their Facebook and Instagram passwords if you have received notifications to do so. Mm. The commission came out with a statement on Sunday, the 24th, after Facebook acknowledged on Thursday. That it left hundreds of millions of user passwords readable by its employees for years. Here's a quote. Any process to change the passwords should be done on the web pages or applications. This is important as there is a possibility of parties that will try to take advantage of this situation to con people through deception, disguise, and phishing. The MCMC have said they would continue to monitor the situation as well as communicate with social media platforms on any issues that could arise. This blunder was uncovered during a routine security review earlier this year, according to Facebook. This comes after a series of controversies centered on whether Facebook properly safeguards the privacy and data of its users. They reached 2.7 billion people worldwide, you know, on their core network. 600 million users so far have been affected. More than 20,000 employees could search for these passwords at Facebook.
Right.
I'm at that stage now where if I could ditch Facebook, I would ditch Facebook. But sadly, you know, I am so integrated into it. And like Christine will say...
I've just given up entirely on having any privacy whatsoever, really, at this point.
Yeah, that's where we find ourselves. But there you go. Just a PSA, might be a good idea to change your passwords across Facebook and Instagram. Just this morning, actually, I received somebody... In fact, they tried to video call me yesterday via Facebook. Somebody I don't really know. It's just one of those, you know, random followers. And then when I refused that phone call and then said I don't take video calls or, phone calls via Messenger, they were like, well, you're a scammer then.
I'm like, excuse me, you're calling me,
and I chose not to answer the phone.
So just yesterday as well, a girlfriend of mine who I went running with, and I get a message from her on Instagram that says, you know, can I have your number, please? And I'm like, excuse me, didn't we just...
I've had that the last few days too, yes. Right, it is time, of course, for us to wrap up for the day. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget the podcasts are available very shortly for you to listen back at your leisure as you are sat in that garden of peace after you've spring cleaned your mind. But we started off, of course, with the story all about what it would be like to be interviewed via text and whether or not you guys like the idea of it. It seems overwhelmingly no is the answer to that for the most part. We then moved on to...
Oh, yeah. Spring cleaning your mind.
We did.
Right? Four ways, right? Pool bar. I'm sorry. I'm at the pool bar.
Yes. And then we talked about Q, the genderless AI voice again, which is just a creative project at the moment, but could be an interesting option going forward.
Definitely interesting. Wrapping up story number four, how the MCMC are urging you to change your Facebook and your Instagram passwords. We've said this to you all the time, guys. Change them regularly. Right, but don't go anywhere because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Ahead of Australia's 2019 federal elections, the Breakfast Grill spoke with Kimberly Kitching, Senator for Victoria, to discuss the landscape of Australian politics, the issues that the Australian Labor Party champions, and the country's relationship with Malaysia moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Frida Liu and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon on BFM 89.9. The Business Station. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.